Chapter 2. The First Words. The voice that came from the darkness was smooth, melodic, and spoke in a flat, perfect Midwestern accent that was utterly bizarre coming from her lips.
"Can you help me?"
George's brain, which had been buffering, finally crashed.
What? "I am sorry,"
she said, her head tilting again.
"Can you lower your..."
A pause, as if trying to remember the word.
"Phone. It's shining right at my eyes."
"Oh, God, sure, sorry." His hand fumbled, pointing the light at the ground, painting her feet in a weak, white circle. He was ready to die of shame. His heart was a frantic drum against his ribs.
"Good, thank you."
Her voice was a purr in the darkness.
"Would you mind showing me your face?"
For a second, he didn't get it. Then it hit him. Oh, right. It's pitch black. I am the one with the light. He was such an idiot. With a trembling hand, he angled the phone's glow up onto his own face, praying the light was too weak to reveal the traitorous raging bulge in his jeans that was straining against the fabric.
"Thank you,"
she said, and her voice took on a new purposeful tone.
"I'm very glad I found you. I'd like you to do me a favor, a very big favor."
In that moment, George would have wrestled a bear for her. He would have donated a kidney. Yeah?
"Could you say that you are my owner?"
The question was so profoundly absurd it punctured his haze of lust. "I am your owner?" he repeated, the words feeling foreign and stupid on his tongue. What happened next made the air freeze in his lungs. Her red eye didn't just gleam, it pulsed with a deep internal crimson light, like a coal fresh from a fire, casting a tiny wicked glow on her perfect cheekbone. Iridescent. Alien. And then it dimmed down, just as suddenly as it brightened.
"Excuse me,"
she continued, as if her eye hadn't just performed a demonic light show.
"Could you help me one more time?"
Yeah?
"I can't see in this darkness well."
She gestured a slender hand toward her own torso.
"Is my top too revealing?"
His mouth went desert dry. With a hand trembling so violently, the light danced a jig over her. He directed the dying beam to her chest. The weak light didn't just illuminate, it worshipped. It skimmed the liquid obsidian of her top, a material that seemed less woven and more grown, straining over the magnificent swell of her breasts with a tension that whispered of release. With every slow, calm breath she took, the fabric shifted, and the light caught new, subtle highlights. Not reflections, but deep internal gleams, like light from within a black pearl. He watched the hypnotic rise and fall, and his mind, his treacherous, detailed mind supplied the rest. The perfect, yielding weight that would fill his palms, the shocking softness of skin that would be warmer than he imagined, the teasing hardness of a nipple that would press into his hand like a secret waiting to be told. The neckline cut a path that created a shadowed valley of cleavage, A profound darkness his gaze fell into, a geography of promise that made the blood bound in his ears and his own skin feel tight, itchy, and desperately human. He was studying her, lost in the cartography of his own desire, when the sound shattered the silence. A soft, breathy catch in her throat. It was unmistakably a moan. A tiny, involuntary syllable of pleasure. The phone light flickered, dimmed, and with a final pathetic gasp, the screen went black. They were plunged into utter darkness. Then her voice cut through the silence, smooth and curious.
By the way, who are you?
George Fields. The voice in the dark was light and fun, like she was talking to her favorite little brother.
Oh, glad to meet you, George Fields. I am Elian.